business show had that had the reach that we have on this show. I wish someone like me had this idea to help me out. So those of you who have a business, who have a side hustle, who have something on the side, this is a show for you. If you have friends that are starting a business or looking to promote, tune into the show, share the show with them. Welcome to How to Build a Tent, the podcast on how to make you successful, where we really want to make you successful. I appreciate every one of you who have been sending me feedback, letting me know how the show has encouraged you, how it's helped you, how it's gotten you to the finish line. It is a blessing for me to hear those stories. I love helping you guys and to see you be successful, to set you guys up to be more influential, to be able to do more with your resources, to be a bigger impact in society. There is no greater joy. If I haven't said it already, my name is Matt Williams. You can find me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. You can email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. I love hearing from you. I love answering your questions. I even got a tweet about Bitcoin asking me, did I do a show on Bitcoin? And I just said no, because it's a simple answer. Don't invest in Bitcoin. There's no difference between Bitcoin and any other fiat currency that is around, except that the government backs their own fiat currencies. There is no government to back Bitcoin. Very speculative. But the blockchain technology, that is something that could be worth investing in, and it remains to be seen. There's a lot of hype around even the blockchain technology behind Bitcoin. We will see. There's been some application of it. We've seen some big companies coming in. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. I don't want to talk about that today. But I do want to say, before we get into everything I want to talk about, that we are part of the Fight, Laugh, Feast Network. Thank you for all the people who have responded to my call to support the network, support the show, as we are fighting, laughing, and feasting together and helping you do the same. If you haven't already, please just pray about it. Consider it. If you like the show, if you want to see all the shows on this network continue to be in your lives, to be there for you to listen to, then you need to help us. Because if you don't subscribe, we are not going to make it without you. We need your support. So go over to fightlaughfeast.com, put in HTBT in the memo field. You can just simply subscribe for $10 a month and you'll get an HTBT mug. And you'll get possibly a pint glass if there's still some of those around. Plus, you'll get tons of other great content. There are tons of great exclusive shows only for those who subscribe. But most of all, you are helping us support the cause. That is to proclaim the lordship of Jesus in every area of life. Go over to fightlaughfeast.com, put an HTBT in the memo field. One of the areas that I wanted as teasing in the beginning of the show that I want to change up is I want to promote what you guys are doing. I want to promote and help you guys be successful. We have thousands and thousands of people that listen to this show every single day. And why not use that as a platform to help you guys be successful too? I want you guys to help make this show successful by subscribing to the network. And I want to help you guys in the same way. So as part of you helping me be successful on the Fight, Laugh, Feast Network, I want to hear about your businesses. I want you to email me or find me on the social media sites, direct message me, or you can tweet me. I'll retweet it, even give you more press. And I will tell your elevator pitch for your product and how to contact you, your service, your product, whatever it is. Just send it to me, email it to me, and I will go through and pick certain companies that I think should be highlighted. I will get to them. I can't guarantee I'll get to all of them, but just send them to me. And even if I don't get to it the day after your show, because we'll probably get a lot of these, I will want to shout it out. So if you want a free shout out, a free advertisement for your side hustle, your business, whatever you are doing, send it my way. I can't promise you I'll do it, but I want to get as many of yours out there. What harm can it do? It'll take you 2 minutes to email me, to direct message me, what your company is, where people can find you, and why they should buy your product. What value are you bringing to them? That's all you have to do. Send it to me, matt@howtobuildatent.com, or find me in the direct message me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. That is going to be a great resource for you guys. I mean, this is free advertising. Don't pass it up. Take advantage of it. Now, I want to talk about a little bit about what's going on with the trade war, because there's been a lot happening and it's definitely going to be impacting our lives. And so it's good for us to talk about it. Now, the trade war has moved on to another stage beyond the tariff wars that have been going back and forth. We've moved to a currency war where the Chinese are devaluing their currency to hedge against the cost of the tariffs that Trump is applying to imports from China. And they are also not buying products from the farmers in the middle of America who depend a large part on selling to China just because of the sheer volume of numbers that they have. So there's a few different things they were doing. And now they are going on and advancing to devaluing their currency. And what is basically is happening is now when before, let's just say when you are selling a product or service in your own country, the costs are whatever you're charging plus taxes usually. Usually those are the only two costs. There's an added cost when you switch from one country to another that uses a different currency. And that third cost is the conversion rate of your money. So when you are buying or selling products to another country, it's not just taxes that you have to worry about, which tariffs are part of that equation. It's not just the cost of your products, the price of the price that the company's charging, but also there's a cost to convert that money to the currency, and that's either higher or lower depending on how strong that currency is against your own currency. So right now the Chinese have lifted their currency to 7 to 1. So $1 is 7 units of their currency. And I'm not saying their currency because I just remembered that I don't know how to pronounce it and I don't want to look foolish, but I think it's the yuan. I'm just going to say yuan. That sounds better. And they're slowly making it your availability to buy more and more of their currency with your $1 to offset the cost of, sorry, Gabe is calling me right now. Gabe always gets in the way even when it's not his own show. Gabe, I'll call you right back. So China is devaluing their currency or allowing you to buy more of their currency with $1 to offset the tariff prices that Trump is levying on Chinese imports. So it's basically trying to even out the products. And I just want to bring up one more option, the big option that they have left that could be the next step if it escalates. And I will only bring it up not to scare you guys, but because we didn't really think that this trade war would go into a currency manipulation and further currency plays by the Chinese. But they have this one thing, and it is they own a lot of our debt. They own $1.123 trillion worth of bonds, that is the U.S. debt. And what can they do? They could sell that all. And what would that do? Well, that would tank the bond market, which what would happen if the bond market tanks is interest rates would skyrocket, which would mean that all of us would be paying more on our variable interest rates, our new loans, anything that we are going to need to borrow more money for would increase the cost of borrowing that money through interest rate increases. And now just to give you a perspective, the Japan owns quite a bit as well, $1.042 trillion. So that's $42 billion. And I bring that up because it's a possibility, but I don't think it's a likely possibility because what's going to happen is they can't just sell all of that at one sitting. That's too much to sell. There's not going to be that many buyers. So as they start to sell it and the bond price crashes and interest rates go up, they're going to be losing more and more money until they sell them all off. So they would take a big hit. The Japanese would take a really big hit because they are the second most foreign owners of our bonds. They would get really upset, and along with all the other countries. So the Chinese making that play would not just hurt us, but it would hurt them and it would hurt everybody else. So it's really like a last resort. If like China is just going to throw in the towel and say, like, forget this, I'm going to ruin everyone's lives, then they would sell it off. And I don't think they're at that point. The Chinese aren't stupid. They're not suicidal like the Iranians. They are smart, they're strategic, and they're making the long play. And I don't think that will be something that they would consider, but I just want to put it out there for you to consider as well. And lastly, with the last couple of seconds, I just wanted to tell you a little strategy that I did for you to consider the next time we have a major sell-off like we did Monday. Oh, man, that was terrible. Excuse me, I have something in the back of my throat. So what I did is I did two different plays. So when the sell-off was done, or what I thought was done, that is the lowest I thought the market was going to go, I did two things. I, one, bought some calls on a company called Zoom, which I know really well. And I believe that they should be trading no lower than $95 a share. And they were down, I think it was between $92 and $93 a share. So I bought a bunch of calls because I knew that they would rebound. And I knew that that was just market sentiment that was bringing it down. And then I also bought several puts on the VIX, V-I-X, and that's a volatility play, because I knew that that was artificially high from the sell-off. And that way, and I bought those short-term, they were going to expire in the next couple of days, in a couple of weeks. I spread them out through the next couple of weeks. And what that did for me is that helped me recoup some of the losses I was not expecting short-term. And it allowed some of those bigger losses I had from the sell-off that are more long-term plays, or either just the stock that I own, or long-term options that I own, and allow them to recoup in the long run. And I made up some money with those quick sells because I knew that there were some great buying opportunities. I knew the VIX was going to come down, that it was just way too high in response to this sell-off, the news that the Chinese were messing with their currency. And that allowed me to regain some more money quickly. So that might be something for you to consider next time we have a big sell-off. And what's funny is even Tuesday, it kind of started to sell off a little more, but then it went back up. And that is because you kind of, when you're in the market, when you're educated, you start to see where the true value of something is before a big event happens, or I don't know if it's considered a big event, but a big sell-off. And you can start to make plays that, like, well, that price doesn't make sense. It definitely is going to come back up. And you just start seeing those things more. And so for those of you that are a little more into the investing world, that's something I do. Let me know what you think about that. I'd love to hear your comments, and we'll have a great weekend. It's Friday, and we'll talk to you Monday. God bless.